InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better, and I do make people better. I make people a lot better. Are you suffering from a serious life-threatening illness? Has your doctor told you you're probably going to die? My name is Dr. Donald Trump, and I have helped millions of patients with conditions just like yours. Cancer, heart disease, ALS, you name it. Conditions your doctor said were untreatable. I've seen them all, and I fixed them all. I use an advanced technique that the cheating medical establishment don't want you to know about. The results are, frankly, incredible. Nobody gets results like this. They're the greatest results.
They gave me 6 weeks to live, but then I called the hotline and was healed entirely through the phone.
I was clinically brain dead, and my wife was about to pull the plug when the doctor saved my life.
If you or someone you love is suffering, don't wait. Don't let the corrupt medical establishment tell you what's possible. Call 1-900-NOT-JESUS today. Let's make your health great again.
Yeah, I gotta say, don't call that number. I don't know what that number goes to. That is a meme number. Do not call it. Yes, folks, it's getting absurd out there. Welcome. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, band.video. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'll be with you for 3 hours today. We are going to be joined by Dinesh D'Souza. Very excited to talk to him in the next hour. I imagine it'll be a little bit contentious. Maybe not contentious, but we probably don't agree on a lot of things when it comes to the Iran war. So I'm very excited to hash that out with him. It should be a fun and an entertaining discussion. But we have a lot of stuff to talk about, including just a lot of crazy domestic news here and some rather troubling signs for the future of the Republican Party or the conservative movement here in America, including a nearly empty stadium for Erica Kirk and J.D. Vance. They were supposed to hold a combo event yesterday. Erica Kirk canceled. J.D. Vance went and did the speech, and it looks like about a quarter of the arena is filled up, and it's not looking good. Erica Kirk canceled, saying that there were legitimate, credible death threats against her, but the Vice President of the United States is speaking there. I don't think that's true. I don't think the Secret Service, the presidential security, would allow a threat in when the vice president is speaking. But that's just me. So it's not looking great for the Republican Party in the future. In fact, it's looking utterly and completely dismal. At this point, we just had CPAC. It was a bit of a failure. All the stories coming out about that were the extreme lack of enthusiasm. It's basically just a bunch of boomers wandering around worshiping gigantic photographs of Donald Trump's head. And then you've got TPUSA, which is collapsing following Charlie Kirk's death, which I find a total tragedy. TPUSA is an extremely valuable and important movement in America. Even if it was hijacked by Israelis, it still did incredible work in activating the youth and making conservatism acceptable on college campuses. And it's kind of horrifying to see it go down in flames with nothing there to replace it. So what's next for the Republican Party? What's next for conservatism? And is it even possible to pull it out of the fire at this point? I guess that'll be one of the things we discuss with Dinesh a little bit later. We got a lot of stories out of England, the UK, and Europe today that are just bonkers. It's honestly kind of hard to talk about this stuff because it's so, on the face of it, ridiculous. You have stuff like this. Legal advisors help migrants pose as gay to get asylum. Undercover BBC investigation finds. And it's a bunch of videos of Muslim people being like, but I'm not gay. And they're like, we know, but just pretend you are. And they're like, but I'm not. It's like, we know, you keep raping women, but just pretend you're gay and we'll let you rape more women. This is the world we live in.